Hello, Coming Out Lounge listeners. Today is Monday, June the 13th. And I know it's not a normal podcast day for us, but I felt very compelled given the recent tragedy that happened in Orlando, Florida over the weekend on Sunday, June 12th, to step in and just give some words of encouragement and hopefully some support in any way that I can. For me personally, I'm rather shaken by this, and it's the first time that I can say since I've been out of the closet that I've felt unsure and really truly at a loss for words, as you can tell. I spent a lot of time on Sunday just reflecting about what this could do not only for my life, but for many, many people's lives across the globe. Whether you're gay or straight or bisexual or transgender, whether your child is part of those communities. And I decided I wanted to look at it from a completely different perspective, that this just isn't about the LGBTQ community, even though I see it as purely centered in a hate crime. I see this as a global wound, a wound that needs to be healed, that we as humans have become intolerant of anyone who is different from us in our views, in our beliefs, whatever it may be. And one of the things I know that has been most difficult for me and for most people who come out of the closet, and probably for many of you who may be listening to the Coming Out Lounge on a regular basis, is that piece of suddenly you're a freak and you're weird, and so because of that, someone decides to put a target on your back. Yet sometimes the targets that get put on our back come from one person and not a whole community. And as I was thinking through this, I was going to, and I'm probably still going to, write an article for the Huffington Post around this. But what I realized is I wanted to raise the surrender flag. I wanted to raise the surrender flag and say, yes, I finally surrender to the truth that being gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender is a choice. Now, for some of you, that's going to be very shocking to hear me say those words, but let me finish. Because here's what I feel and believe at the heart and the soul of who I am as a being walking on this planet, having a human experience. I believe that me being gay is a choice to be authentic. I believe that me being gay is a choice for me to stop pretending to be something just to make other people feel comfortable in who I am. I believe that I have a choice to choose to be true to myself, and in doing that, I enable others to be true to themselves. I choose to not pass judgment as best as I can as a human being. And I choose not to take and single out a particular culture, race, gender, because to do that and call them a freak makes me a hypocrite. And this has personally hurt me in some ways that I don't want to go deeply into, but even within my own family, and I'm talking my parents and other people within my immediate family, that even though we still continue to disagree about the orientation and how the sexual orientation appears in one's life, I find it really hard to know that not one person in my family, and I'm not talking my children, and I'm not talking my husband, I'm talking not one person in my own family has reached out to say, no matter what, I'm scared for you. Now I realize I live in California and this happened in Orlando, but it could have happened here in California. It could have happened at the Los Angeles Gay Pride Festival, as we all know, based on what the news has reported, that there was a potential attempt that was going to be made at that festival. And I wasn't planning to attend, but I could have been planning to attend. And like anybody else, it could have happened in that moment, just like the Boston bombings happened at the run and the race. Just like it could have happened at 9/11 when when those planes went into the towers. Just like it could have happened at Sandy Hook, and just like it could have happened in the church in the Carolinas. Any of us could be targeted. But what I know is I choose. I choose to know that hate is not going to be the way that I face this. I choose to know that I'm not going to single out my Islamic brothers and sisters and say, you caused this. I know I'm going to choose to try to, with as much compassion as I can, help my Christian brothers and sisters who still want to point the finger and say, but I love the sinner, but not the sin. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to do any of that because I just want to come from a place of love. So what can we learn from this? Number one, I hope we can all learn that to make one person responsible for an entire culture and to put that whole culture under that one person's act does not heal the wound. I hope we can learn that now going into hiding and not being out where we need to be and doing the things we need to do in the world and showing up the way we're meant to show up in the planet is not the answer. I hope that we can understand as LGBTQ individuals that we aren't the first cultural group in society, nor will we be the last, that we'll be singled out for who we are and how we show up in the world. There's been many, many people who have shown up throughout the history of time who've been persecuted for who they are, and we will not be the last. And I want to make sure that what we learn from this is that there are going to be people who don't know what to say. And let that be okay. Let it be okay that someone may not reach out to you, just like my family hasn't reached out to me. There is the possibility they don't know what to say. There is that possibility that they're confused and this has only brought more into light. How do they stand in this space? And sometimes you just got to say, that's okay. But now I want to turn our attention to how do we face these fears? How do we meet them head on? Number one, I'd like to encourage that we all understand, not just as an LGBTQ culture, but as humanity, that we are not alone. We are not standing and facing this fear single-handedly. Even if at times it feels like we are, those of you who are potentially rejected from your families, those of you who are afraid that that rejection may show up, remember, you are not doing this journey alone. And none of us are doing this alone as LGBTQ individuals because there is a whole humanity out there who is ready to stand behind us. No different than there was a whole humanity who stood behind the victims of 9/11. Or the children of Sandy Hook, or the poor innocent churchgoers in the Carolinas. Secondly, I would encourage you to lean into whatever groups you need to lean into for support, whether those be support centers at LGBTQ places within your city, maybe there's online support groups, there's helplines. I would really encourage every one of us to lean in. Find our peeps. Find our places where we feel that we can get the most help. In fact, I want to say that if you really feel the need to have a chat, my phone line is open. My phone line is here. It's ready for you to call and say, Rick, can I have 15 minutes of your time? I'll give you that phone number towards the end of this podcast. The third thing I want to encourage is, do not hate. Hate is what caused this tragedy. In fact, hate is what causes most tragedies of this ilk. And I really want to encourage all of us to step away from the charged emotions we are feeling and try to find a way to truly ensure that we don't hit hate head on with hate. Instead, I'd like to encourage each of us to operate from a place of love and compassion and understanding. As hard as it may be, The more we act from love and understanding and compassion, the more we'll be able to surmount these kind of obstacles. Next, I want you to realize you can't change what can't be changed. There's only so much each of us can do in our own ways as human beings. And oftentimes, even in our quest to try to help others come to terms with who we are in our sexual orientation, as we try to do the arguments and get people to our way of thinking, we often try to change what can't be changed. And I would like to encourage that in some ways, maybe that's where we need to settle into. I know for me and many of my clients, the acceptance of it's okay to have a different train of thought than those we love, and that becomes okay. But here's five things I'd love for you to consider that you can do right now to help yourself and help others get through this. Number one, I want you to allow your emotions to just be. Don't hide them. Don't tuck them away. Just be what they are. Let them be part of your life today and for days to come if that's what it takes. Too often we try to hide those emotions, and that's not really the best thing we can do. Number two, I would encourage, and each of us has to take our own route in this, but I would encourage standing down from any arguments or debates over what has happened. Instead, say, you know, right now I would just like to be with what's happened. I don't want to pick an argument over what's right or wrong, whether it was truly a terrorist thing that has no ties to the LGBT community, or whether you believe it was completely LGBTQ community driven towards hatred that this horrible tragedy happened. Personally, I would encourage stand down from arguments. There's too many emotions right now. We're all very, very charged. This doesn't mean to tuck our tails and walk away. It's simply to say, in these moments, let's take some breaths. In fact, let's take a planetary breath right now and exhale together for the better of the world. The third thing I would like to encourage you as an individual is to love yourself. Now, I don't know where most of you are in your journey because I don't get the beautiful opportunity to interact with many of you as you are out there listening to the Coming Out Lounge podcast. But I would highly encourage you to take some time and love yourself for being yourself right now. Whether you're in the closet still, you're considering coming out, you're barely out, maybe you're on the other side, I would just really, really, really at the deepest level encourage you to love yourself for being exactly who you are. This is no time for you to be second-guessing your sexual orientation or your gender identity. This is the time for you to fully embrace that you are your best ally. Yes, you are your best own personal ally. The next thing I would encourage is we all become a beacon of love. Even if becoming a beacon of love is one of the most challenging things we can do in a time like this, be that beacon of love. Because love breeds love in the same way that hate breeds hate. And finally, I know I have done this off and on for the last 24 hours, and I plan to take a hiatus in the next hour or two once I get some work done, is I'm going to take a digital detox. Whether that digital detox is from my phone, from Facebook, from Twitter, from watching any TV reports, I'm going to take a digital detox for a few hours. Just so that I can be. Just so that I can be truly with myself, with my thoughts, and in my emotions. Now, granted, I have not been personally touched by this. I didn't lose someone, and my heart goes out to those parents and family members who are just finding out today that someone they love is gone. My heart goes out to those who may have had a boyfriend or a girlfriend who was in that crowd who's now no longer with us. My heart goes out to those whose friends were in the club and yet they were the ones who escaped unharmed. My heart goes out to anyone who is feeling responsible for this, yet that responsibility is misplaced. This was an act of terror against a specific group of individuals. And I want you to realize right now, maybe the best thing you can do is take a digital detox in order to really process and be with yourself. But I also want it to be understood that I get this, and I would encourage that many of you also embrace this. While this is a hate crime, in the act of terrorism, this was an attack on all of us as Americans. Let's not let the sexual identity and the sexual orientation be the thing that divides us. Even though I know, based on what I know about this occurrence, that if ISIS is truly behind this, as we believe right now, I know in my heart that there's a very good chance that this occurred because of their stance on homosexuality and the gay and lesbian, transgender, bisexual, queer community. Even knowing that, let's remember that we're all Americans, and this was an attack on us and our country. And as I close out, what I'd really like to leave you with is to realize the most important thing you can do right now is to let yourself be you, because that is the greatest gift you can give to heal the planet of hatred. The more each and every one of us shows up as ourselves, to be in the planet as we're meant to be, the more others can see we're more alike than we're different. So please, if nothing else today, continue to show up being you, because that is truly one of the best ways we can heal the planet. If you're feeling compelled to have a short chat or need some support, I'm going to be opening my office phone line to anyone who would like to chat. That telephone number is 949-371-8559. 949-371-8559. That is a Skype number, so if you're even out of the U.S. territories, in international countries, feel free, you can Skype via that line. If you would like to Skype, you can Skype with me at rick.clemons, C-L-E-M-O-N-S, dot C as in cat, A as in apple. That's my Skype line as well. Once again, that number is 949-371-8559. And to all my listeners, I love you, I care for you, I'm with you in spirit, and I want you to remember, never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping in to living your most powerful truth, even in the face of tragedy. Take care.